What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 382 of the Action Movie Guys podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and my co-host is...
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we are starting a new month. It's the beginning of August. We are going to be doing movies that have one-word titles. And kicking this one off is going to be a little movie from 2018 called Upgrade. Now, Alex, had you seen this movie before? Did you see it in the theater? Did you see it at home? What's your experience with this movie prior to this review?
So I didn't see this in a theater. I remember watching the trailer and I was like, oh, this is right up my alley. So I was like, okay, let me check it out. But I didn't go to the theater. I brought it on Best Buy on Blu-ray.
Okay.
And that's how I first watched it.
So, and you haven't, but, and that was like in probably 2019 or something like that.
Yeah, I never seen it. Been a while.
Okay. Yeah. I saw this at the theater. I enjoyed it when I saw it at the theater. And then I had it digitally. I never bought a disc for it. And then I bought this 4K when it came out. So, but this is my first time watching it in like at least 4 or 5 years. It is from director Lee Whannell. This was his second directorial effort. His first being Insidious Chapter 3. He is, of course, James Wan's buddy. He wrote the original Saw. He wrote a lot of, it was like a writing partner with James Wan for a bunch of his movies. So he has directed this and in The Invisible Man. And he's doing the upcoming Wolfman movie, I believe, for Universal. So he's a guy who's like, I feel like someone to watch. And we're going to go ahead and review this movie. Now, before we do, let's give you some Rotten Tomato scores. And then let's jump into the review. Alex, this has the rare, the not that happened that often, where both the scores are the exact same number. So out of 380 movies we've done, this only happened less than 10 times. It's got to be less than 10. This has an 88% for both critics and audiences. So a very well-regarded movie. Those double 88s, that's surprising to you or not really?
No, not at all.
Me neither. I feel like I'm not surprised either. Once you watch the movie, we're going to break it down for you right now. So let's go ahead and jump right in. Our lead character, his name, this is a horrible name, Gray. His first name is Gray. His last name is Trace. He's played by the guy that I like to call not Tom Hardy, but his real name is Logan Marshall Green. He looks like Tom. He's like a Tom Hardy lookalike, but he's not as good of an actor. But he's an okay actor, but he's not Tom Hardy. What did you think of Gray Trace?
He was good. I like the character, right? He's a stay-at-home mechanics guy, right? He does mechanical work on cars, old school cars, because they're in the future. So everything is all auto-driving cars like Teslas and stuff all over the place. So this one, it's very cyberpunk in terms of like the vid. To me, that's how I...
Yeah, where's Tony? Obviously. He's going to come in here. He's going to pop up. He hears cyberpunk. He's just going to pop up out of nowhere.
Very cyberpunk type film. So he's a mechanic. You know, tragic what happens to him and his girlfriend. So for me, in terms of the character himself, not everything around him and what got him to go where, and I'm not even going to talk about his augmented self when they give him the chip and stuff. I'm just going to talk about the character himself. He was very cool. I liked him. Arrogant in terms of he hates robots and technology. Yeah. He loves old school manual stuff. So that is pretty much where he is. I gave him a 4. I think he's a very cool leading. He's a cool character. Not much depth because this movie just gives you a little bit and then goes straight into everything, like right into your face, like a noir, not noir, like a graphic novel, like when you're reading it. So it's not like an in-depth into the character. But from what they gave me, I kind of liked it. I gave him a 4.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with everything you said. He's an analog guy in a digital world. You know, everything is automated. He's not a big fan. He'll deal with it, but he doesn't really like it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think he has a good arc. I like. Basically, he is with his girlfriend. She works for a big tech company. They get hacked. Their car gets hacked. They go to a bad part of town, and she gets killed, and he gets paralyzed. And he is a quadriplegic. And then he's trying to, you know, the cops are not, they've not been able to solve who did it, figure it out who did it. He did some car work for this tech genius. This guy says, you know what? You want to walk again? I'm going to help you. And he puts a chip into the back of his neck. And this chip pretty much bridges the gap of what he lost when he became quadriplegic. So he's able to walk. He's able to move. But the chip also talks to him. So it's like in his head, it's like a little narrator throughout the movie. That's kind of the basic plot. And then it's him trying to solve the murder of his wife. So yeah, I agree. It's not a 5 for me because we don't score performance, but it doesn't help. Like Logan Marshall Green's good. He's good in it. But there's some times where he's like a better actor, I think, could have done some better things with it.
Yeah.
But overall, I like him. I gave him a 4 as well. I think he's a good character. He's on a mission. His ending is kind of tragic, to be honest, but I do like that, actually. I like that the movie went there, and we're going to talk about that more in the storyline, but yeah, I gave him a 4 as well. All right, now villain, this was a hard one because you do have human villains. You have these like guys who were basically hired to do the hit and that he has to go through. Plot twist, the chip itself is actually the bad guy. So what did you think of the villain elements?
So, okay, it's kind of weird because you said it the best. The movie, the villain in the movie is a chip. Controls everybody and everything for some reason. But didn't, that's where this movie for me falls a little bit flat. Not fall flat. That it's a very wrong word to say. It falls,
but it affected it for you.
It affected it in terms of a little bit, in terms of I wanted to see the chip affecting everybody. I understand the twist that they were trying to do, but I felt like this movie needed to show the chip gone wrong situation. You know what I mean? Like they can't handle that chip for something because he's controlled. I mean, it's a plot twist, but he controls the main guy who hires him to do whatever. But I want to know how that happened to him. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, even if you give it to me in a third act flashback, if you want to say like in Deadpool, like I'll be okay with it. But they didn't. So in terms of the chip, again, the chip is in him. So it's not like the chip is doing every other thing. I mean, he's just guiding him, but he's just pretty much guiding him in a way that he's making him vulnerable mentally for him to take over. I hope I said that right. But yeah, right? It sounds it's too
tricky.
Much.
Yeah, it's tricky.
It's tricky because I hit it in the head right there. But so with that, I'm going to give it a 4 because I wanted to see more how it was developed, who came up with the idea, and then how did this thing, you know, malfunction. That's what I wanted to see. So I'm going to give it a 4. The goons with the augment body, loved it. I loved it. You know what it is? I'm a sucker for like games like Deus Ex. I don't know if you ever played that type of game. Very cyberpunky too. Augment your body and then you get to upgrade and do some cool stuff. Like I love that stuff. I love cyberpunk. I think it's a great game. So when they do movies like this are so rare in Hollywood that I even watching this movie, I'm like, they need to bring this back. With our technology, this could be a very good franchise. Not upgrade, but some type of movie that's like Deus Ex. Deus Ex would be if someone could helm Deus Ex, would be a perfect franchise for Hollywood. You could get a good looking, you know, actor, whoever the hell it is at the time, because he has long hair. You could do whatever. Augment. You could get my man Gary Oldman to play the doctor. Ooh. You could do so much with it. But anyway, sidetrack. Anyway, I will say I give it a 4. I think it was called STEM, the chip.
Correct.
I thought he was good. He was a very good villain. So I give it a 4.
Yeah, this falls in the line of like the history of like technology villains. So like HAL 9000 from 2001 or that thing in Moon that like talks to Sam Rockwell. I forget its name. It's like a computer, basically. It's like Skynet, but it talks, right? Like it communicates with him. I do think it leads to some funny scenes because like he's at the bar talking to it, but it looks like he's just talking to himself, you know, because he can only hear it in his head. And I agree. I gave it a 4. It's not a 5 because at the end of the day, it's a chip. If he was able to manifest himself some other way, like in a person, like let's say it was not in him, it was in someone else, and then that was like some kind of thing, maybe. But I agree. I like the guys with the guns in their hand. That's sick. It looked gross, first of all, like having that little thing in the wrist where you load the bullets, but they have guns in their hand, so that was kind of cool. But yeah, I think it's still a 4 for me because within this storyline, the bad guy wins, which is interesting. It's not something you see that often because he kills the cop. He kills the maker guy. Now he's the only one. And he pretty much put our lead character in like deep in his brain. Like he like lobotomized him essentially. And he is now has a human body, can do walk around, do whatever he wants. So he wins. So almost a bonus point for that. But I'm at a 4 as well. I do think it was interesting. He gets him to go to the hacker to remove all the safety guards on him. He makes it like it's the other guy, but actually he just wants to be free. So he's evil, this chip. He does help him solve the murder, but it turns out he did it anyway. So it's like, joke's on you. Okay, so we're on agreement there. Again, double 4s. All right, action scenes.
Hey, okay, so it's very hard. This type of movie is very hard to go 5 or 4.
Yeah.
Because it's more of a story. It's a more of a noir-driven style cyberpunk thriller type movie, right? It's like all these elements of good storytelling that I enjoy in storytelling in one. with minimum, not too much minimum, but it's minimum action. Mm. But so I hate going fives for minimum action. But in this case, I'm going to go with the five. Ooh. And this is why I'm going to go with the five. Because when my man says take over and the robot does his thing, I love the camera work, how they rotate. And then he looks like a robot fighting. So it didn't look like a martial arts fighting type movie. Like it was a robot. Like you could see him moving like a robot and he's anticipating all these moves. And I was like, this is really good. Like the first fight, I was like, yo, he bounces up. And I was like, this is cool. Then the car chase scene, which I will say this about car chasing. I'm not going to say I'm an expert in car chase scenes. Maybe a aficionado of car chase scenes. This is one of the most lackluster car chase scenes. Like basic to basic at car action.
Yeah.
Just swerving to the side, swerving to the side. Cameras there, swerving to the side. And I'm like, this is not good chase, bro. Like you got a muscle car compared to her, like new another analog car. You got to use it, utilize it. They didn't utilize it much. And I wanted to see him take over to see what the robot does with an old car. Like, how does he navigate? But he couldn't. So I was like, oh, that was kind of lag. So for me, I didn't drop it too much points in that department. But in the terms of the fight, when he fought the augment guy, dope. I was like, this fight scene is really good. The bathroom scene was really good. The only thing that hindered also in that bathroom scene was that we didn't get to see him cut the guy's face.
Like, yeah, you just like hear it. Like, all right,
yeah.
Oh, enough. The dude's all jacked up.
Yeah, he's all jacked up. He was like, now he'll talk. And I was like, okay, whatever. But honestly, to me, I give it a five for this story. I'm not going to call it for quantity or nothing. I'm thinking it's a five for this type of story. So I think it worked for me. So I give it a five.
Fair enough. All right. Well, you'll make me the bad guy then because I...
Give it a four?
I gave it the four. I went with the four. Now, everything you said, I agree. And you know what? Honestly, I struggled too. I wrote down five initially and I was like, I don't feel all the way comfortable with it. Like, it's just not a lot, but it is really good. What's there is really the camera work. Lee Whannell, listen, for his first action movie, I think he got another one in him that's going to be like really awesome because this is like a low budget movie. This is not even we're not talking about a $100 million budget movie. And it looks great. Like all the effects look great. The drones flying, like it looks fantastic, but the camera work, this is one of those cases where the camera's moving, but it's moving in a cool, interesting way, right? We're not talking like Bourne Identity where it's shaking and you can't see. It's more like there's parts where it moves with the character. It's like, woof, woof, woof. It's moving around. There's a couple of really interesting scenes. There's one where he like follows him from behind and the way the camera looks is like super cool. And you're right. This is martial arts. However, one of the fighters looks robotic. So imagine, if you've never seen this movie, the way I would describe it is, imagine if a human person was fighting like one of those like Disney animatronics and the animatronic knew how to fight. Like the way it moves, boom, boom. It's very like stop, stop, stop. It's not as fluid, but it also makes sense because it's a chip controlling a human body. So it works. And also I do love this. These are the scenes where I like the actor, his reaction. He's like hitting him in the head with a plate. He's like, no, stop. Don't do it. Like he can't control his own arms. And he's like, don't get up. Please don't get up. Don't do it. And the guy gets up and then he freaking kills him. So like, I liked it. It's bloody, which is also a plus. With like some gore here, gunshots. The guys with the guns at the end there, they murdered like some random people and it was like pretty bloody. I liked it. So I gave it a four though. If it had a little more, like give me one more, like you're right, the car chase. Make that like a set piece. Give me like a, then I would have gave it a five. But it's not, you're right, it's not. It's like, it's just cars driving, not that exciting.
Yeah, I mean, and also, I don't know if you even mentioned, the reason why I gave this a five, I love when the guy could see through the walls and he shot through the elevator to kill the two people. And he said, he coughed and all those freaking...
Oh, the little nano things?
Yeah, went into the guy's nose. And I said, okay, this is a five.
I was just like... He sneezed. Yeah, I was like, he said, a chew. And just
spit into his nostrils.
That was weird. That was kind of gross. He just sneezed into this dude's nose and he died. Yeah, it was cool though. It was a cool idea. I liked it. I agree with you. All right, here we go. Meat and potatoes. Storyline. What'd you think?
I gave it a four. That was a great storyline. I don't think it's perfect, but I love the plot twist. I thought it worked very well. Felt like a video game, to be really honest with you. This could have turned into a video game. I love how everything unfolded. I thought it worked very well. How the rich guy paid these random dudes to kill his wife and turn him in paralyzed. So thought that was messed up. I mean, at the end of the day, it was a good story. It was fun. I'm a be honest with you, I would like to see an upgrade too and see it from the point of another character trying to take down him with the chip. Ooh,
like he's now the ultimate bad guy because he has a body. And
yeah. And then you have this other guy that like he has to augment himself to beat this guy.
That'd be sick. I'm in. I'll watch that. I'm in. it could be called Upgraded.
Upgraded. There you go.
See that? Go. Upgraded. And then part two is Upgraded.
Yes.
I agree. I have the same score. I have a 4. I think this is not a flawless, perfect, but it's really good. It's really, really good. It's close. Honestly, it's close. You know what I always told people? This, so, and we're going to be doing these movies soon, the RoboCop movies. But I was like, this would have been the way that they could have made a modern RoboCop. Imagine if the chip is what they put in Alex Murphy instead of a bionic leg and a bionic, like it's the chip, right? Maybe an arm. Maybe he loses an arm. And then he's trying to solve, but he still moves because the guy turns and moves. He looks like freaking RoboCop anyway, just without the goofy suit. So I feel like this would have made for a cool updated version of a RoboCop movie. Instead of him being a normal guy, he's a police officer. And now he's trying to solve whatever. I felt that way after I walked out. I was like, damn, that's what they should have done. But we'll talk about that when we cover that movie. Anyway, I think the storyline's really good. I love a good murder mystery. I love a good sci-fi. I love some cyberpunk elements. I like some shady characters. I like guys trying to get information. He's trying to, you know, everybody he talks to get information, he ends up killing them, but still, it's pretty cool. Only thing I don't like is I think they struggled with the cop element. These movies should always have a cop element. And I think it was kind of weak in this one with that lady cop.
Yeah,
she always seemed way behind. Like, first of all, they didn't know what was going on for so long. You tell me you have all this technology, all these cameras, all this everything, and there's no way they can figure out how to see. I know they took him to a bad part of town, but still, he's able to get all the information. Part of that could be because STEM was controlling it, but still.
Could be.
Nothing. They're horrible. They're freaking 3 months. The dude's crippled now. You have nothing. Then he starts finding stuff, and all of a sudden, the cops are like, we're right on his tail. Like, we know what's going on. Like, I don't know. A little not as good. Could have been better. That could have been a cool thing. So other than that, though, I give it a 4 as well. I'm right there with you. All right, overall.
Overall, 4. I think it's a great action movie, whether you want to see it in the eyes of an action person, or if you're into drama, sci-fi action, or sci-fi thriller, this is there for you. I enjoyed it for what it was. It's a great story. And like I said, I wish it was a sequel. I mean, you don't need a sequel. It's a perfect ending to it. I mean, there's nothing else you could tell, but you could do more to the story if they're after that chip and that guy. So it could work. But yeah, no, nothing else to add. I think it's a great movie.
Yeah, I agree. You know, this movie, one thing you said there that it makes a lot of sense too. Like, this movie works for multiple audiences. I know my cousin really likes this movie a lot, just for the plot, really. And this movie works if you're an action fan, you'll get enough. I think there's enough to whet your appetite there. While it's not like a nonstop crazy action movie, there's enough good action there. So if you like action movies, you can watch it through that lens. And then if you like noir, like a sci-fi noir movie, like a Blade Runner, like, you know, even though that's bigger sci-fi, this is kind of small scale, but it's the same concept, right? It's like a mystery. You're trying to figure out who did what. I think the writing, I think they did a good job with the script in that you don't know really who totally did it. You have a hint, maybe it's the guy, but you never really are just like, it was the chip who did the whole thing. You know what I mean? Like, who set it all up. So I think the reveal works. I like the way this movie looks. I think Lee Whannell did a great job. Like, I like that it's futuristic without being over the top futuristic. A lot of the stuff still looks normal, or looks like it would exist in the real world. So I like that a lot. I think this is a really good movie. I gave it a 4. I've always liked it, although I don't rewatch it much. I don't rewatch a lot of movies very often, but when I do, I'm always like, you know what? I like this movie. And this is one of those movies that's like a good hidden gem type film. Like, if you've never seen it, it's a good one to recommend to people. I don't really know people who don't like it. You know what I mean? The Rotten Tomatoes scores 88 and 88. Most people will enjoy it. I think it's a very digestible, entertaining cyberpunk mystery movie. So I'd say very good. I gave it a 4 as well. So what's your total points?
21.
21 out of 25. I'm at a 20. So I gave it straight 4s all the way down the list. Almost a 5 on action, but I said, can't do it. So we would have had the same score there, but 21 and a 20. This is a very good flick. If you have not seen Upgrade, do it. Even though we talk full spoilers on this podcast, do it. It's worth it. You will enjoy it. It's an entertaining ride. All right, coming up next, we got a new franchise. We're starting a new franchise, and it's going to be the Once Upon a Time in China film. So that's 6 movies. We've never seen any of them. I'm looking forward to checking those out. And then next up on our movies with one word titles, a little movie from the early, we're going back to the early 2000s, baby. Maybe mid, but early 2000s. Swordfish. I got to say the W, Swords. Swordfish, starring some action people, right? Hugh Jackman, John Travolta, Halle Berry, Don Cheadle, good cast. So we're going to be checking that. I have not seen that movie in at least 15 years. So I'm looking forward to seeing if it aged. I remember it not aging well when I watched it. So I wonder, you know, we just did Upgrade, which I think will age well technology wise. And then we're going to be doing Swordfish, which I think is the opposite. So we're going to see how this goes.
Well, this is, so I guess, so it's weird, right? Because you have funny scenes in movies that stick to your mind, right? Like End of Days, the devil sucking the lady's titty in the restaurant, right? Right? So that stays in my mind. In this one, Jackman's getting a BJ trying to crack a code.
While hacking.
So I'm like, does that still hold up after?
Did it even hold up when it happened? I don't know.
Yeah, did it? I don't know.
I think because I just remember there's a part where there's like many computer monitors. It's just typing, typing, typing. It's like, oh, it's one of those movies where hacking is just typing on a keyboard. So I wonder how this is going to age. I have no idea.
I don't think it's gonna a prediction.
Okay. I haven't seen it in forever.
I haven't seen it either. I predict when it comes to the technology part of this movie, like the hacking stuff, I think that shit's gonna be so outdated.
I have a feeling you're right. I don't think it's gonna have will I like it? Maybe, but will it have aged well? I don't think so.
I'm gonna predict this right now. Ladies, listen to me. Ladies and gentlemen, Nate, this is gonna be Assassins Part 2. Nate is gonna be yelling most of the episode because he hated Assassins because of the technology. And I have the emails. This is the emails and the AOL.
What the heck is going on?
I have a feeling this is going to be the Assassin's 2 podcast episode. He's going to go nuts on this thing. Dang. That's the Wachowski brothers, right? The Wachowski brothers? They did this one?
No. This was directed by Dominic Senna, who
directed, why did I think it was The Matrix?
No. No, I don't know if they were producers or anything, or maybe it's just because there's hackers, so it seems like it came from The Matrix.
Because there was hackers and The Matrix came out. Yeah. Hold on, let me see. Sword.
I know this was directed by Dominic Senna, who done like he's done like 4 movies. He did Whiteout, he did California, the one with a K, and then he did this, and I don't know what else. Oh, he did Gone in 60 Seconds, the remake.
Oh, no, yeah, they have nothing to do with this. Why the hell did I think of
because of the hackers, brother? Dude, it's because of the screens with green numbers on it, the code. That's why.
I think so. They must have ripped it off The Matrix. Okay. Yeah. All right,
and
cool.
John Travolta's a bad guy. I remember that, so we'll see how this goes.
Oh, I always remember he's a really good bad guy when he's
hair.
Good.
And a soul patch.
And a goatee?
No, just a soul patch.
All right, guys, if you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix More Reviews. Anything AMG podcast, head over to our YouTube channel to listen to all the podcast episodes there. Subscribe to the channel and, of course, comment, and we'll leave some comments back. Other than that, you guys can take us on the go with the TuneIn Radio, our radio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere you listen to your podcast on. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Adis Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.